The governor and executive council have approved the unit, which would be funded by the state's mortgage settlement with big banks. But the Republican-dominated committee has resisted allocating money to it, saying it would ultimately add staff to the government payroll. But the AG's Consumer Protection Bureau chief, James Buffetti, says a fraud unit is needed.
We get complaints of consumer frauds and concerns of unfair and deceptive business practices that we need to investigate, but we don't have adequate staff to do that.
New Hampshire got $43 million in the national settlement. Buffetti says the proposed unit would be funded for 4 years with $2.5 million of that cash. After that, he says it would be self-funded through civil penalties from prosecutions. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.